This morning's Gospel reading is the familiar story of Zacchaeus, tax collector, and his meeting with Jesus. And Zacchaeus was not just simply a tax collector. Like the many that are mentioned elsewhere in the Gospels. But he was a chief tax collector. The Greek word used here, archiptolones, and better Greek scholars will say I got it wrong, but still, is not found anywhere else in the New Testament. It would seem to indicate that he was the head of the local taxation department, who employed others to collect the taxes, with Zacchaeus having the responsibility of passing on what had been given to the Roman authorities. Not surprisingly, Zacchaeus was rich. But he had two problems. He was, like all tax collectors, not very popular. And as we all know from the story, he was short of stature. He wasn't very tall. For the first and only time recorded in the Gospels, Jesus was passing through Jericho, where Zacchaeus lived. No doubt Zacchaeus had heard stories about Jesus, the teacher and miracle worker from Galilee. And he wanted to catch at least a glimpse of him as he travelled through Jericho on his way to Jerusalem. Because he wasn't tall, he meant he would need to be at the front of the crowd if he was going to be able to see Jesus. And he knew that if he tried to get to the front, he was likely to get several elbows and ribs, if not far worse treatment. So he runs ahead, climbs a tree, and waits for Jesus to pass by. As I reflected upon the opening part of this familiar story, I wondered how much many of us are rather like Zacchaeus. I don't mean with regard to our physical stature or being unpopular. Rather, I mean as to how we approach Jesus, meeting with him, entering into a relationship with him. Do we want to be, or just want to be, on the fringe, looking down, but not getting involved? And also, are we guilty of wanting to meet with Jesus on our own terms rather than on his terms? For Zacchaeus, the plans that he had of seeing Jesus from afar without being noticed are completely blown away when Jesus stops before the tree, calls him down and says that he wishes to stay with him that day. At one level, I'm sure Zacchaeus was thrilled at being able to personally meet Jesus and entertain him in his home. But Zacchaeus also found that he had to meet with Jesus on his terms, endure the grumbles and the murmurs of the crowd, and face up to what was wrong in his life and all that needed to change. That same call still comes to each of us today. Come down from the figurative sycamore trees in which we often try to hide. Stop being on the fringe of things and instead put our declared Christian faith at the centre of all that we do. Examine our lives in the light of the life and teaching of Jesus and decide what needs to change and how we are going to bring it about. And in turn, ask for the power of the Holy Spirit within our lives to implement that desired change. Once Zacchaeus had made his public declaration of giving half his possessions to the poor and making a fourfold restoration to everyone he had previously defrauded, Jesus declares that today salvation has come to this house. In the Creed, we declare that for us and for our salvation, Jesus came down from heaven. And it is through the death and resurrection of Jesus, which we celebrate in our Eucharist this morning, that our salvation has been won. Our Gospel reading ends with Jesus saying, "For the Son of Man came to seek out and to save the lost." This is a saying of his that is recorded numerous times by the Gospel writers. By implication, Zacchaeus recognized that he was lost, sought forgiveness for past wrongs, and set out publicly a clear course for living a new and a changed life. Salvation is for those who recognize their needs and their faults, not for the self-righteous, of whom there were no doubt quite a few in the crowd that day. Before a Eucharist such as this, I often pray that both I and the congregation may meet with God the Father and his Son Jesus Christ in both the Word and the Sacrament. That is my prayer this morning. May we meet with Jesus as we honestly face up to and respond to the challenge of the story of Zacchaeus. And may we also meet with him in bread and wine as we celebrate the salvation he won for us on the cross.